Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Todd Furman joins us now, breaking down all of the latest action. We're watching the Mike Tyson, Jim Gray interview, the classic one, Todd. What's your favorite Mike Tyson soundbite, if you had to break those down?
You know what? I mean, there's so many of them when you go through Iron Mike. I mean, he was a soundbite waiting to happen. I still think his best appearance in a professional capacity was his cameo in the original Hangover. I mean, Mike Tyson honestly deserves an Academy Award for his performance there, playing the air drums and then ultimately punching out, you know, one of the members of the cast.
Way to break that down. Who would Todd Furman with us at Todd Furman on Twitter? Who would Vegas have as the top four teams in college football right now?
Well, I have to give the committee credit because right now they actually have the top four teams right where they deserve to be. Depending on who you talk to, Ohio State or Clemson. Ping pong between one and two. LSU has kind of distanced themselves as the number three team. And you look at Georgia right now at number four. Now, Georgia, under its current construct, if they were without George Pickens and Lawrence Cager, a much different dynamic than what we're going to see this weekend. But at the same time, those are the top four teams, and we'll see if those seeds ultimately hold. And that's before we get announced come Sunday afternoon once all the dust settles on Championship Saturday.
If LSU beats Georgia, which I expect LSU to win by double digits personally, then what?
I think LSU still ends up as the number two seed taking on Clemson, and that obviously means Ohio State would have to take care of business against Wisconsin for the second time, and we would have a game worthy of national championship consideration in that 2-3 game, regardless of who it is. If it's LSU or Ohio State at number one, this might be the year that it's that much more important to find yourself on that top line so you can avoid playing the reigning national champion in a 2-3 showdown just to get the right to vie for a national title.
Who do you think would be number four, though,
if Georgia loses? Yeah.
And Utah, you know, Oklahoma, Baylor, how do you see all that shaking out?
You know what? I'll go a little bit outside the box here. I've petitioned for the Pac-12 to have inclusion, but I still think if Oklahoma is dominated against Baylor and Utah has a workmanlike effort against Oregon, we may see a scenario where Oklahoma is right back inside the college football playoff, and I think a lot of that is because of brand identity as much as anything else. But I'd have no problem with either of those two teams getting in. I've been asked a number of times, who would I favor in that particular game on a neutral field? I'd make Oklahoma a one-point favorite, but I think Utah, given how dominant they've been, winning most of their games, or I think over the last six or eight by an average of 29 points per game, would deserve to be mentioned amongst the breath as one of the best teams in college football and at least have a chance to play for that title.
Let's hit some of these games then. Let's start with Baylor, Oklahoma. I believe it will be the first game played on Saturday. So let's start
11 a.m. Yep.
Yeah, I don't think this game is close. I know a lot of people cite the first game between these two teams, believing that Baylor will find a way to once again give Oklahoma all they can handle and then some. But I think Alex Grinch and that Oklahoma defense really found something in the second half. I mean, Baylor did next to nothing, and you have to be a little bit discouraged when you blow that big a lead playing in your own building. If Oklahoma gets an early lead and forces Baylor to play from behind, I'm not sure Charlie Brewer and that Bears offense can make things happen. I really believe Jalen Hurts and Oklahoma rise to the occasion, and they win the game by double digits.
Todd Furman, our guest. Georgia LSU, how do you see that one going down?
This game a little bit more of a difficult handicap for me because I look at the way LSU has played all season long, and if they found something defensively last weekend in their win against Texas A&M, this team is extremely scary going forward. But I still believe Georgia, having been here and done that, with that level of experience in the SEC title game, Jake Fromm, 5 touchdown passes, no interceptions in the 2 previous iterations he's played in, I think Georgia can do enough defensively. Now, it'll be a real question of what they try and sell out to stop. Is it putting an extra man in the box to try and slow down Clyde Edwards-Helaire and the LSU ground game? Or do they go, we're going to go a little bit smaller, allow LSU to pick up 4 or 5 yards on the ground and force Joe Burrow to throw into coverage? But I think this is where Jake Fromm, for all the detractors out there, and the underwhelming season that he's put forth, even with a limited receiving core, allows Georgia to keep this game competitive.
Interesting. Ohio State, a 16.5-point favorite in the Big Ten championship game against Wisconsin.
Yeah, this is a game, guys, I want no part of, either side or total. The over-under, I will say, extremely sharp for professional bettors. This thing got bet up from 52 as high as 56. Fast track, which will only benefit Ohio State's athletes in space. You look at this number, Ohio State laid a shorter price when they played in their true home field in Columbus. And you have to wonder about Ohio State's focus as well, especially with Justin Fields not at 100%. Do they allow him to run? Do they show the full playbook in this particular scenario? I think they can be a little bit more vanilla. They can lead on Master T, take advantage of J.K. Dobbins, and force Wisconsin out of its comfort zone. I know Jack Cohen led the Big Ten in completion percentage this season, but Wisconsin is still a one-trick pony, and if you shut off Jonathan Taylor, Quintez Cephas doesn't really scare a defense as athletic as Ohio State has in the back.
Go ahead.
I was going to say Memphis and Cincinnati, second half of a doubleheader here.
Yeah, this game, interesting dynamic, Mickey, because it looks like Cincinnati will go back to starting quarterback Desmond Ridder, who I think they sat out last weekend more for precautionary reasons, was dealing with a bit of a shoulder injury, and that's kind of touch and go. We've seen Cincinnati's offense really struggle when it can't get the ground game going, and while Michael Warren ran the ball effectively last weekend, I think Memphis showed the disruptive potential that they're going to sell out, stop the run, and make Cincinnati show that they can throw over the top. I also think that the Tigers were a little bit more conservative. They built that 17-3 lead, and then we didn't see that high-flying offense or any tempo that we've grown accustomed to from Mike Norvell and Brady White. When we put the Tigers here, I think there's a little bit of value until this number gets to 10.
Utah by 6.5 over Oregon in the Pac-12 game.
Hard to lay this number with Utah, knowing that it would have been right around a pick'em a few weeks ago, but Oregon has really hit the skids, especially offensively. They've shown, you know, fits and spurts, really didn't move the ball at all for the better part of three quarters against Arizona State. Weren't much more dynamic last weekend against Oregon State in the Civil War. But this Oregon defense, I think, will test Utah offensively, and they can hold up in the trenches at least for a half. Should be some nasty weather at Levi Stadium. Expect rain and in the forecast and wind gusts upwards of 25 to 30 miles an hour. I think that plays to Utah's strength, but in a low-scoring game, I don't want to lay a touchdown. I'd be more inclined to go under. Problem being is this total at Fox Bet has already been bet from 51 down to 46.5.
Virginia have anything at all for Clemson, do you think?
Maybe if Tony Bennett decides to help Coach Bronco Mendenhall install the four corners offense, and they can really shrink the amount of possessions in that game. But you look at Clemson right now, and over their last six conference games, I mean, they've absolutely blown out their opponents. More than 300 points scored, and they've allowed less than 60. Clemson this season has only allowed 121 points total, guys. Virginia, just during the month of November, has allowed 116, and that includes 55 combined against college football juggernauts Georgia Tech and Liberty. Virginia, this should take nothing away from what they've accomplished this season, although without Bryce Hall, this defense isn't the same, and if Bryce Perkins doesn't have a massive day, I don't think Virginia has a chance to compete, let alone cover as 28-point dogs.
Do the Titans deserve value to be a 2.5-point favorite on the road?
Well, I think it's a question of do you want to buy stock low in the Raiders, who have lost each of their last two games by 31 points. Should benefit, you would think, by going home and maybe a little bit more well-rested. I know I said I liked the Colts last week, but I thought that the Colts were going to give the Titans a little more of a fight than they did. Who knows how that game goes if Vinatieri's field goal isn't blocked with the Titans returning it for a touchdown, ultimately leading to a 14-point win. The Titans' offense is a heck of a lot better with Ryan Tannehill. I'm just not sure in a game of this magnitude that I trust nearly laying a full field goal. So it's a game that I'll sit back and watch and tip my hat to the Titans if they keep this momentum going forward.
Yep. Todd, great stuff as always, man. Appreciate it. And as you like to say, enjoy the games this weekend.
Always a pleasure, guys. You did the same, especially the Tennessee hoops that preempted my normal time on this fine segment.
Yeah, appreciate you being flexible. Ball's back.
Todd Furman on 104.5 The Zone. Presented by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today.
I mean, you've got to be flexible.